Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.
Well, hey everyone, it's great to have you here today. Hey, we are heading into Christmas time and we're really focusing obviously on what it is, the reason for the season. It's to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the great hope to humanity, to you and I. And the title of my message today is It's the Most Inconvenient Time of the Year. Don't you wish carols really said what needed to be said sometimes? It's the most inconvenient time of the year. In Luke 2, 4 to 8, we read this. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee, and he took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them, or there was no room at the inn. Hey, Joseph and Mary's, delivery story, their baby arrival story was anything but your average, normal, predictable, as going as planned baby story went. Firstly, there's the Immaculate Conception. There's some pretty awkward conversations. Then she's got to tell her fiance, pretty awkward conversation. Then at the 8-month pregnancy mark, they decide to go on a road trip. They decide to travel 70 kilometers. That's what every 8-month pregnant woman really wants to do. And they decide to do this on a donkey, just to really make sure things are as bad as possible. They get to the inn. There's incredibly bad customer service. There's no vacancies. They give birth to their baby, it says, almost immediately. Then there are livestock involved. There are sheep involved. Then there are strangers walking into their nursing room. It is anything but a planned, predictable, normal, safe delivery story. It was very, very, very inconvenient. Well, to talk about inconvenience, I know that we would all agree the last few years, but I would suggest that even still for a lot of people, there is a whole lot of inconvenience going on. I had these plans and they haven't planned out, they haven't panned out that way. I had these hopes and they haven't worked out that way. I've got my plans and busyness and life and things just keep causing me inconvenience. I want to say to you today that no room in this inn, no room actually for Mary and Joseph and Jesus, no room actually resulted in perfect placement. In Proverbs 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, your plans, but he will make it all work out. He will guide your steps. Perfect placement often comes from inconvenience. I want to talk about the gift of inconvenience, not to your emotions, the gift of inconvenience, not to your plans, but the gift that inconvenience can be to your destiny. God cares more about you than he does for your plans. God cares more for you and your destiny than he does for the short-term and immediate-term inconvenience that you and I can experience. This Christmas, there will be a lot of busyness. This Christmas, there will be a whole lot of interactions that have to go on. This Christmas, there will be a lot of inconvenience. We can see inconvenience as an attack, or we can see it for what it is. Perhaps it is a gift of God for our lives. Firstly, inconvenience meant unexpected encounters. Inconvenience meant unexpected encounters. So there were Mary, and there was Joseph, and there was Jesus. There was the innkeeper. This story quickly escalated until you know the nativity scene story. Very quickly escalated where all of a sudden there were wise men there. We don't know how many there were. They brought three gifts, but a whole lot of wise men showed up. Next minute, a whole lot of shepherds show up. And none of these people would have had access to Jesus if he was lying in a guest room on the first floor, a guest room at a distance, a guest room locked away, a guest room behind closed doors. See, inconvenience meant Jesus was accessible. Inconvenience does something in our lives and something in our circumstances where it breaks down the walls, the distances, and yes, even the defenses that we have put up to make sure that we are accessible. Your best laid plans, when they are blown up, if they are in the hands of God, can result, I would suggest will result, in amazing, divine, heaven-arranged, heaven-orchestrated encounters and connections. See, inconvenience will shift your environment. Inconvenience will shift your awareness. Inconvenience will shift your routine, and you can live life removed, behind closed doors, choosing and yes, even controlling who you see, who you love, who you interact with. Or we could say, God, I ask you to break down my plans so that I'm not locked away behind closed doors, but I'm accessible and I'm open and I'm experiencing the incredible miracle connections that you have for me. Number one, inconvenience means unexpected encounters. Number two, inconvenience means powerful miracles. Inconvenience means powerful miracles. Put yourself in Mary and Joseph's shoes. I probably wouldn't like to really be in Joseph's shoes, 8 months with an 8 month pregnant wife on a donkey, 70 Ks in. It's probably not gonna happen, but put yourself in their shoes for a moment. They had traveled this long, hard journey for a census. That's why they went on the road trip. They arrived there and they walked into the guest room, guest accommodation, and there was no room. There were no guest rooms for them. This was an 11th hour problem. She was immediately about to give birth to their baby. This was an 11th hour problem. I would say maybe it's even a 12th hour problem. They needed a miracle. They needed a provision. They needed a breakthrough, and they got one. Well, you know, we in our day and age, the manger and the stable has become a symbol of, you know, I guess poverty, of look at the small, dirty place that Jesus was born. But for Joseph and Mary, burned out, tired, emotionally spent, going into labor, isolated with no one they knew around, they were all alone. For Joseph and Mary, this stable, this manger was an amazing answer to prayer. See, if everything had gone according to plan, there would have been no need for a miracle. Mary would have talked for days, maybe even years later, about the way that her God provided for them the room that they needed. You know, that day we arrived, there was no room, no accommodation, we were stuck, nowhere left to turn, and God provided a place for us to give birth to our baby. If everything had gone to plan, they wouldn't have needed a powerful miracle. If everything had gone according to plan, they wouldn't have experienced the supernatural, amazing provision of God. If the reservation hadn't been lost, if a comfy bed had been waiting for them in your and my life, if the plane hadn't been delayed, or in our lives, if our job hadn't changed unexpectedly, or in a relationship, if the relationship hadn't ended, whatever it is, if there isn't a problem, if there isn't inconvenience, there is no need for the incredible miracle, supernatural power of God. See, if there hadn't been a Goliath, if Jericho's walls had never been built, if the Red Sea in front of the Israelites had a bridge over it, if the blind beggar could simply buy some eye drops, there would never be a need for miracles. You'll never know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got. If you are experiencing inconvenience, and for some of you, I know that the inconvenience you're facing is huge. It is a massive, massive challenge for you. If you don't have that inconvenience, there's no need for God to move. But with that inconvenience, I tell you, you are a candidate for a powerful miracle in the name of Jesus. Number one, inconvenience means unexpected encounters. Number two, inconvenience means powerful miracles. And number three, inconvenience means fulfilled God plans. Fulfilled God plans. In Luke 2:7, says, she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In Isaiah 53, we read what it says about Jesus, that he would be despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. The prophets had always painted the picture that the Savior would be born not in a grand, glitzy, removed, aloof way, on a throne as he deserved, with majesty as he deserved, but in a place of suffering, in a place of pain, in a place where there is forgottenness. They had prophesied this for centuries in the lead up, and it was actually the inconvenience that set up this moment to make sure that God's plans were fulfilled. The Father's plan was that Jesus would be accessible and relatable to every single person, so that you and I, in our moments of pain, so that you and I, in our moments of lack, so that you and I, in our moments of mess, we would know that Jesus understands, that Jesus gets it, that he laid down his crown of glory, that he laid down his crown of majesty, and he was born and he experienced the lowest of the low to make sure that the lowest of the low knew that he was able to reach them. This inconvenience, no room in the inn, it was the final moment to make sure that God's plans were fulfilled, that Jesus wasn't born in majesty as he deserved, but that Jesus was born in a low place as he needed to be, so that you and I would know that nothing can keep us from Jesus. Jesus was born into a mess so that every person with a mess could see that Jesus isn't repulsed by mess. So, you're in my life, when we experience inconvenience, could it be that God has a plan that is working together for good? In Romans 8, we read that God works all things out together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. When our plans are blocked, when our plans are delayed, when our plans fall apart, sometimes when our plans are blown up, I want to say that God's plan hasn't changed. God's plan is still at work. And in your life, particularly this Christmas, I want you to remember that inconvenience is actually in God's hands. If your heart's in his hands, inconvenience will lead you to a fulfilled God plan in the name of Jesus. Hey, remember, no man can stop the plan of God, the will of God. No bank account balance can stop the will of God. No person can stop the will of God. No boss can stop the will of God. No church, no pastor can stop the will of God. God's plans will be fulfilled, and inconvenience is usually part of that process, because he's got to get our stuff, our mess, out of the way so that his perfect plan can be revealed. Now, inconvenience without Jesus, inconvenience without him as our anchor, without him as our light, without him as our hope, inconvenience really is just a mess. How do you get out of inconvenience without someone to lead you? How do you get out of inconvenience? How do you get out of the mess and the crisis without someone to help you? That's why Jesus is a savior. He isn't just a Lord. He isn't just a friend. He is our helper. He is our savior. when we are in the inconvenience and the mess and the pain, sometimes even the shame of our problem, Jesus is our Savior. He's our ever-present help in time of trouble. You know, you're sitting there and you look at your life and you look at where you're at now, and you might say, I'm in this place where I deeply, deeply need help. I am putting out my hand and I need someone to help me out. I need someone to help me move on. I need someone to help me get on with what I know my life can be with the life that I know that God has for me. And if you need Jesus today, I want to pray for you. Maybe you once knew Jesus, but for whatever reason you've walked away. If you need to give your life to Jesus afresh today, I want to pray for you. If you need to give your life to Jesus and say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin, help me with my mess, I want to include you in this prayer today together. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you for my friends who are here today. I thank you that none of us are here by chance or luck, but you have a great plan and purpose for their lives. I thank you that you would forgive them of their sin. I thank you that you would fill their hearts and lives with your peace, with your grace, and with your love, in the wonderful name of Jesus, that today would not be like any other day, but today is a day of days with salvation and hope entering their hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. For us all, remember, when inconvenience comes your way, you don't need to be blindsided by it. It doesn't need to take you out. Inconvenience means unexpected encounters. Inconvenience means powerful miracles. And inconvenience means fulfilled God plans. Joseph and Mary, they ended up being part of an incredible story, and inconvenience was central to that story. And in your life, I want to tell you that inconvenience is not going to stop the plan of God. Inconvenience is not going to prevent the will of God. Inconvenience is going to be used by God to take you into your destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.